This is Father Ted, and you are listening to the Bunker Jiu-Jitsu Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, back to the Bunker Podcast. My name is Father Ted Perescovopoulos, and today I have a really exciting and interesting guest. He's actually not a jiu-jitsu practitioner, although recently his son has recently begun jiu-jitsu, basically because I recommended it to him. But he's actually training at our club at JT6, and but he's also one of the main sponsors of the Bunker holiday tournament. He's been a good friend of mine for many years, him and his brother, and they run a really fascinating and important business called Skinusa Superfoods, which, if you kind of can tell from the title, it is in the health in the health space, in the health food space, and especially in the supplement space. They have wonderful products. The company's been around for quite some time, but I'm going to let him give you the whole rundown of that. Because, you know, in the jiu-jitsu space, of course, we use a lot of these products. I use these products. And a lot of my friends also use the products because they're some of the best on the market. So today, without further ado, my friend John Coveos is on with us. And John, we'd like to welcome you to the Bunker Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Father Ted. This is years in the making.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. A lot of people might not know, but like, well, of course, we have family connection because your brother was my best man at my wedding, but I've known both of you for a long time, and your other brother, Dennis, yeah, and your mom and your parents. So I've known you guys for a very long time. But you also run this beautiful and amazing company called Skinusa Superfoods, which of course is in the health sphere. And technically, I think I was your first employee.
That's what I was going to bring up.
Exactly. Like a long time ago.
$50, and you're still, I think, New York. You're doing your, you're still.
It's even before I left for New York, actually. Yeah,
exactly. When you came back, you.
Yeah, it was right after I finished. So, okay, let's not jump around. Okay, tell us a little bit about yourself. So you're married with kids?
Married with two children, a 5- and a 3-year-old, boy, girl. Mm-hmm. I'd baptize them, so that's awesome.
Yeah, and how long ago? Like, tell us. Okay, how did you start tell us about the company first. Like, so what is the company? What is the product?
The company kind of came out of nowhere, grew organically. Being, you know, Greek and loving food, loving science, loving nutrition. Coming, my dad's from the small island of Skinusa in Aegean, Greece. Mm-hmm. There every summer for vacations, fell in love with obviously ocean, water, swimming, the beaches. And the beach we have, you can walk for a kilometer, still up to your shins. Mm-hmm. Early 90s, my ultimate goal was to do something with marine. And pearls was my passion, was to do a pearl farm right on our beach property. Then mm-hmm. China started making fake pearls, and that just shut down the pearl industry. So that was the ultimate goal, marine biology. And then looking at Ryerson, found nutrition. So I got a degree in food and nutrition. Mm-hmm. Then graduated in 2000 to 2004, doing a lot of formulations for a lot of big companies in Canada. Yep. I was in a car accident. I was T-boned by a tractor trailer. So had to get out of the industry, had a private nutrition practice, and started developing my own superfood to help my body recover from major accident. Mm-hmm. Then in my clinic, the sea vegetables, the Skinusa, named Skinusa, started to flourish to all my clients, and word of mouth spread like in 2005. So that's before, you know, major internet, TikTok, Instagram. So it was a lot of word of mouth before Dr. Oz. Even our product formulations was featured on Dr. Oz. So it kind of put us on the map very early. And with my experience in the health industry, the sea vegetables got into a lot of retailers, and it changed a lot of lives very quickly. And mm-hmm. on 20 different supplements, sea vegetables have all the vitamins and minerals in one teaspoon. So that was the...
Oh, wait, just stop you there before we... Yeah. So I'm going to clarify. So originally, because I remember this is back like when you started the kind of company like what, 2000 and what, like 2002, 2003?
Yeah, as a clinical doing...
You were doing it on the side. Yeah, remember, because I graduated seminary in 2002.
Right.
And between 2002 and 2004, that's when you were kind of like first getting out your very early product, which is like one or two products.
Exactly.
It was like a sea vegetable, right? So like seaweed and green. That was early, like you
the,
were
the antioxidant people.
Yeah. Before green drink became, you know, super popular after, but you were one of the first, like one of the early adopters of that, right?
So that's how it all began. We had like four or five different products. The whole, your dance group would take to Greece. Everybody was like regular. Yeah. Yeah. So the stories came back very nicely. And then too many products too fast. So I focused exclusively on the sea vegetables. That seemed to have the overall ultimate package for ultimate health.
Mm-hmm.
That started to grow very quickly. So that's when I talked to you. I need help. So you helped us blend. We put everything, you know, by hand. So
people don't realize what we were doing. We were mixing by hand. You weren't even in a factory yet. Like
little health food store at the back. A really good friend of ours allowed us to buy the raw material, make it fresh in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Quality ingredients. Ted saw it. He knows where we're coming from. And grew. So we grew with bigger manufacturing, bigger distribution. And this is where we are today, that we're able to have these products as extension of our mission, our mentality, our lifestyle. It's all about health and wellness and blessing. So it wasn't made for financial gain. It was made for personal healing. And everybody needs to heal in some way, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So there's just one way that food could be your medicine, as ancient Greeks would say.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember also, like, I remember at the beginning, too, your mom was struggling with diabetes. Yes,
that's right.
Sugar. You were looking to, like, formulate something for her as well to help her manage her sugar levels and all those kind of things, right?
We have different variations. We have the original superfood, the blue label. We have the green label. A lot of women were losing weight. Some were not so underactive thyroid. So we added bladderwrack and kelp to make it more iodine sufficient. Then a lot of athletes were using it. So the purple label, it's more of an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-aging. And then that's when the other formula, the silver label for diabetes, we put a ton of nutrients for balancing glucose levels.
Mm-hmm.
And then I traveled Canada, US with Dr. Brian Clement out of West Palm Beach, Florida. It's a raw organic healing center where they just use food and, you know, like wheatgrasses and all the natural alternatives you can come across, like dry saunas, super juicing, and I made a formula, the gold label, which is the ultimate pH balancer, alkalizer. So that's our full line of sea vegetables.
Yeah, so you have the regular one, which is kind of like the generic sea vegetable. Then you have the more for sports, for athletes, right? Then you have the ones when people would be dealing with diabetes and other kind of diseases. And then you have kind of the gold one, which is kind of like the Ferrari, say.
Exactly. Yeah.
But in addition to that, you didn't just stick there, right? And then you expanded, of course. You know, you have other supplements as well.
We have close to 100 products now with flavoring and sizes. So the next challenge in the industry was protein powders. A lot of people were having gut issues, digestion, constipation, bloating.
Myself included.
And even like naturopathic doctors, they wouldn't recommend whey proteins. So being in the industry for a very long time, I know New Zealand protein, I used it in other formulations, which is hormone-free, antibiotic-free.
Mm-hmm. And
to improve the efficiency of the immune system that is in our gut, I've added 8 different strains of probiotics, 13 billion, which just ignites your immune function, the brain and the gut connection over there. So you're mentally feeling better. Your digestion is working a lot better. So this protein doesn't cause any gut issues. It rebuilds your immune system, your muscle tissue, and all natural ingredients, no aspartame, artificial colors. So that is where the naturopaths started jumping the brand and became known as a premium, clinical, high quality. That's what put Skinus on the map, is that a lot of clinical nutritionists and naturopaths see these formulations as not industry standard. They're above industry standard. So they have efficacy. That's what kind of differentiates us. So you can go to any store anywhere, just say the name Skinusa, they know it's like you were saying, like the Ferrari.
Yeah. Well, you were, I'm not sure, were you the first in Canada to have a probiotic whey?
Yeah. First in Canada, then you have people that will just add like one. So recently, around 20 years later, some companies are starting to add 4, 5, 6, or mimicking what we've created 20 years ago, which is exciting because a lot of people now are going to be educated on the benefits of protein and probiotics.
Sure.
Near of it, let them, you know, advertise, promote it, educate. So a lot more people have knowledge of how powerful combining pro means first. So protein, probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Find the first most important nutrient, which is protein, and the first most important nutrient in the body, which is probiotics. So proto, I put them together.
Yeah, nice. And not only that, but beyond the whey, you also have a plant-based protein as well.
That's right. So vegans, plant-based diet, fasting, we created a really good line of plant proteins, pea, brown rice, hemp, fermented, organic options. And it's the number one seller in major health retailers. A, the flavor tastes amazing. And again, no gut rot, no gut issues. People feel really good on the products. So we have a really cool plant-based line with even a newer one, Yestine and Fava. Yestine is a brewer's yeast nutrition extract. This is light years ahead. There's clinical studies that actually show muscle repair and growth where regular plant protein won't do that. But this nutrient from nutritional yeast extract, the amino acids act like whey protein, which is muscle building. So we're always innovating. We're always ahead of the game.
Yeah. So I use that. I use your fermented plant-based whey. Not whey, sorry, protein. And the reason why I use it is A, it's easier. Like, okay, so some people, I'm not lactose intolerant or anything like that, but I do find that my gut prefers the plant-based, right? And of course, being an Orthodox Christian, we fast a lot. For those who don't know, in the Orthodox tradition, when we fast, we're basically vegan. We go vegan. We go no meat, no dairy. And so how do you train jiu-jitsu? How do you train anything, really? And especially the amount of hours that I spend in the gym, how do you keep that up, that kind of energy level? Especially during like a 40-day, like we just started now this past Saturday. Today is like, we're filming this, which will come out a couple of weeks, but this is November 17th, November 15th, we started a 40-day vegan fasting period for Christmas, right? For the nativity. And so it's like, that's a long haul where I can't have milk. I can't have, you know, any dairy, and I can't have any meat protein, right? So the plant-based that I use, like that comes from you guys, is awesome. And it's also like, a lot of people, they tell me, well, I don't like plant-based proteins because a lot of them out there, they're grainy. They don't have a good taste. They're just kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of other products, they're not great. This tastes as good as, for example, like the whey, like it tastes smooth. It doesn't taste like gritty or nasty in your mouth, right? It's quite enjoyable, right? So it's the best thing that I've ever tried. It's not because I know you and I'm promoting it, but I mean, I wouldn't promote it if I didn't think that it was awesome and I didn't think it was the best thing on the market, right? So, yeah, that's for me, that's like the best, one of the best things you produce, more so than the green, than the, you know, the sea vegetables. I use your protein powders a lot more.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And you also then of course you got a ton of other things. You got collagen, you got this, you got that, you got electrolytes. There's a whole
variety of bars, beef bars. Those are very popular. We're looking at a bigger manufacturer now where these beef bars, like, especially like being on the shopping channel, for example, seniors don't have a budget to eat like a $40 steak. Every example, where our beef bar for like $5, you're getting 30 grams of protein equivalent to like a $40 ribeye.
This is new?
It's, I would say about 6 months, but we have very limited productions at a small bakery in Montreal.
Okay.
So demand is so huge. We're actually doing lab and trials for big manufacturing run to make it more available.
So awesome.
And that's basically a little bit of a nudge towards our beef protein powders. That's in Costco now. It's just next level collagen. It's a mix of hydrolyzed grass-fed beef collagen, beef isolate, and beef bone broth with ginger, turmeric, ashwagandha, MCT powder. So this is really designed to build the foundation of your body, the ligaments, tendons, joints, gut health, immune system. Think about it. When you want to build a house, the basement concrete is the foundation. So beef protein is the foundation of your skeletal system. And then the whey protein are the bricks. So the taller the building you need, the better the foundation. A lot of gym or, you know, jiu-jitsu are wear and tear on the body, but they don't have strong ligament and joints, and they're susceptible to injuries. So you alternate, go to whey protein, plant protein, throw in beef protein, you know, every other month or every third month to continue to grow your ligaments and tendons, which makes your foundation stronger and you continue to build more healthy, minimizing injury.
Of course. And of course you have to couple this with some weightlifting, right? some good conditioning, right? It's like for people listening, it's not just enough to eat well or take good supplements, but also, of course, to exercise, to couple that, right?
Yeah.
To build up your strength. Like my wife went through this too. My wife did, boxing for 2 years, right? And she got a partial meniscus tear on one of their knee, on her knees. People are like, oh, that people don't know about boxing. They're like, oh, how did she, her knee, like you think would hurt her shoulder or her arm. I'm like, no, it's like, it's a lot of footwork, right? And if you don't do conditioning or you don't take the proper supplementation, like you said, to have like good, strong joints, ligaments, things like that, you're going to have a lot of, you're going to have a lot of tears. You're going to have a lot of injuries, right? Just the wear and tear of your body if you want to do these types of exercises, right?
Yeah, especially seniors, they don't realize that muscle is what holds the bones together. So as you see in, you know, patrons coming to your church, they're really hunched over. That's not the skeletal system aging. That's loss of muscle tissue. Mm-hmm. And muscle holds bones. So the stronger the muscle system, the better the bone structure is and prevention of massive bone loss. So when you lose muscle, you lose bones. The more muscle tissue you have, the longer studies show that you live and healthier. The bigger quads are, it is showing you live longer and healthier.
Yeah, because more tension on the skeletal system, right? And it keeps it strong, right? They found this like with astronauts, right? So like astronauts, why do they lose bone mass when they're like in the International Space Station for extended period of time? Because it's not because the bones are susceptible to anything in space. It's the muscles that are not constantly fighting against gravity, right? To keep you up. That's why they got to exercise like 2-3 hours a day, but it's not the same. And so because the muscles are not working as much, you lose bone mass as well, right? And so you have to work it up when you get back on Earth, right? So same concept, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, nice. So, okay, so you're doing this now. So now, like, you know, it's been, what, how many years now? It's been from 2000, let's say, three. Okay, it was kind of organically growing and growing and growing. You would say now we are in 2025. So you're over 20 years now.
Over 20 years. Yeah. If you put everything together, exactly.
Nice, nice. And you're everywhere now. Like, people can find you. Like, you're in Superstore. You're in Whole Foods. Where else are you on?
Online, Amazon, Healthy Planet, independent health food stores, Loblaws, Fortinos, nationwide, West Coast, BC, Costco has their beef protein, which is really popular. And I think the new trend this year is something I'm working on. It's called the high collagen diet. Health people have been doing it the past few years, and ours is a 30 gram. So do some research on the high collagen diet. That is probably going to be the key trend for 2026 for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the next thing that's up and coming. But we're in every major retailer, every independent health food store across the country, and our website, qnihealth.com, Amazon. Pretty much Google us, you can find us.
Yeah. And also, like, you're being modest, but you also have quite a few kind of like sports, big names in sports that not only endorse you, but are kind of like ambassadors for the Skinusa brand. You want us to talk about some of them or no?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, our website has a list of it. Recently, we're looking at redesigning our website, and I went through the whole list. I couldn't believe how many celebrities, and from athletes to TV hosts to actors, you know, he's the networker. He's the smiley face. He's able to find people. So we don't even pay them. It's an honor to have them because they believe in the product and they don't mind talking about it because everyone has a passion. Everybody in their right mind wants to make a difference in the world and help people. So this is something easy for them just to talk about. They make their smoothies, they post it, and we send them some product as a gift. So it's a really great way to develop trust to the consumer. We're not just paying actors and another brand. You know, a lot of these people use our brand, but get paid to talk about another brand. But this is something where people are doing it. It's a passion. So people have a lot of fun talking about our brand and helping people get educated about our brand.
Yeah. And a Canadian shout out, Elvis Stoico.
Elvis Stoico. Daniel Nestor, John CFL, like 2-3.
Elvis Stoico is like, you know, Canadian champion, you know, figure skating, right? Olympian.
That's right.
You know, still doing it, even in his not old age, but like, you know, older age, but he's in great shape and he's still skating, still like doing a lot of appearances.
And he does race cars now. So
yeah, yeah.
race car space where he's winning. He started with go-karting and you know, sleep over our place, and he'd be on his laptop watching the track. Like, so much energy and time goes into what he does. He's like a perfectionist. So like, he'll memorize the track and he'd be using our Brain Boost. That's what got him hooked on our brand, is the Brain Boost. So his focus, his memory, his concentration just through the roof. And watching him practice on go-karts, it's split seconds. He'll like break a rib because it's so hard on the body.
Yeah, oh yeah, the speed. And Daniel Nestor is tennis, yes?
Tennis, Canada's greatest doubles. He's like the Wayne Gretzky of tennis. We saw him today at a fundraiser. He's doing great. He's doing great.
And Stefanos Tsitsipas, the Greek...
Greek tennis star. We had him, met him when he was like ranked 91. Being on our products, he got to like top three. Mm-hmm. They get super famous, you know? So we have that. We have a lot of Greek women tennis players. That's very hard to play with no budget. They sleep in, you know, cars, and we just send them tons of supplements to help them get where they are. So we don't go after stars. We help make stars, and that's the goodwill that we try and do.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that it's really big amongst tennis players. Like, it's in that domain. Like, for some reason, I don't know if it's as popular in other sports, but like for tennis, a lot of people are using Skinosa.
Yeah, it's word of mouth. It's believe in the product. It's seeing the results, and very hydration is very popular right now. But ours is a 3-in-1, where it's vitamin C, your electrolytes, your B vitamins, glycine, glutamine. So we target many different areas that the body needs during hot weather. Like Nestor would play in Dubai, everybody would be passing out. And he's one that's still hydrated because of the formula. So word gets around.
Yeah. And this is why, like, for me, like, why I'm interested in it, like, beyond the fact that I'm interviewing now, okay, because you guys have always been supportive. Like you said, you've always been supportive, not because, okay, we're also family, but you've, I've spoken with you and Costa about this a lot, like, you know, in jiu-jitsu. And now you're understanding it more because now your son is doing jiu-jitsu. Is your daughter doing jiu-jitsu as well?
She's still young, but she's two at home. She's very good. So we got to get her on the mat.
Got like another year before she can start the munchkins, right? The little ones. But yeah, so now that you're seeing it though, because, you know, we were talking about it for years, but like, you know, now that you're kind of like, you got your own kids and they're in there, you can see that it's a full body workout, right? You need to use, like, if you watch adults doing jiu-jitsu, it's, you're burning, like, if you're in one session, let's say an hour session, you're, let's say, rolling, you can burn like upwards of like 1500 calories. It's a lot because your whole body is involved in it. Your joints, your cardio, everything. You need electrolytes. You're sweating a lot. You lose like a lot of water, right? And so this is like, as far as in the jiu-jitsu world, like the Skinosa products are like the top thing that was so beneficial for jiu-jitsu players. As I said, some people know about it, but not enough, at least in this particular world. And it's my mission to tell people about it because it helps me a lot from the electrolytes to the, as I said, to the protein, to recovery. Like I use your L-glutamine, right? Nice. Yeah. Really good afterwards, right? You know, for rebuild and for the joints and everything. And I use that after I train, and it really helps with the soreness. It helps like with reduced inflammation, all these kind of things. It's really, really good. But there's something for everybody, especially for everybody from like the hobbyists all the way up to like the competitors. So this is like something that I think needs to get more word of mouth, I think, to get into that world.
Once they try it, they actually, you know, start to appreciate the body, because you notice it when you stop using it. You feel more tired, or your muscles are weak, or things start to hurt again. So you really notice it when you, let's say, use it for a month or two and then you stop using it. All these old injuries may creep back. So it's very good for anti-aging prevention. Mm-hmm. When you feel good, you take it for granted, right? And then people, you know, slide off of it. And then, oh, why do I feel so bad? Then when they go back on it, oh, okay, they realize why the products are so good.
Sure. Okay, so I'm gonna ask you then, if you were like recommending, so let's say I'm a jiu-jitsu guy and I'm an older guy, and, you know, what are the common injuries for jiu-jitsu guys? Or jiu-jitsu women, like usually it's joint pain, right? Finger pain, like because of grips and things like that. So a lot of joint pain, a lot of joint inflammation, a lot of injuries, joint injuries, knees, ankles, shoulders, things like that. That's very, very common in jiu-jitsu. And so it's really for us, recovery is a big one. Like enough time for rest, hydration, like proper eating, things like that. So beyond, for example, the protein, which we kind of talked about, what other kind of products in the line that you have do you think would be like the most beneficial for somebody who does jiu-jitsu, somebody like me, for example, where I'm like 44 now and I'm training like four times a week. So it's quite it's a lot for an average person, but, and sometimes more. What are the products that are kind of like most best tailored for this type of sport?
The best morning package would be, you know, getting all the vitamins and minerals, enzymes, and that's our sea vegetables, probably the purple label. And
doing it. Why the purple label?
Because we've added 13 berries to the foundation of seaweed to give more antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and anti-aging benefits. So that's the athlete formula and gives you better protection.
Okay.
And then throwing in a scoop of the electrolytes. You do that first thing in the morning. So now you have 100% of all your nutrients for the day and all the nutrients for proper hydration.
So you would just take that in the morning first thing?
First thing in the morning. So
water? In water or like in anything?
Water, juice, whatever you're comfortable with. Half a cup of water, for example, just shoot it back.
Mm-hmm.
Hydration is not water. It's the electrolytes that make you function. So a lot of people drink too much water and they actually become dehydrated because you dilute your pool and you have less minerals in your system, leading to dehydration. So it's important to get that one scoop of electrolytes first thing in the morning with the sea vegetable powder. Now you have your shield, your armor for the whole day. That's first thing.
Would you recommend the electrolytes? Because for those who don't know, it's like a powder that you have. It's really good. Would you also recommend that after training?
You could. Even during training, your water bottle, sip it throughout the day to keep the electric. Because when you're sweating throughout the day, that's through your breath, through your pores. You're losing those elements. So you need to replenish every day. So everybody has a different level of losing electrolytes. So one scoop, 100% for general health. The more athletic you are, the more you're sweating, the more you're moving your body, the more electrolytes you need. So you can have it in your water bottle and sip on it throughout the day. And like you're saying, you can have it right after to replenish all that sweat during jiu-jitsu sessions. Definitely really good. And you can mix that with your whey protein after training to rebuild the bricks, the muscle. And then before bedtime, you work on your foundation, which would be the beef protein. So two shakes a day, two electrolytes a day, one teaspoon of the sea vegetables, I think is the proper kit. And then like you're saying, you use the glutamine, you know, as you're getting older, you know, your immune system or you have more wear and tear, you can get into the, you know, the accessories.
Okay. So recap, you wake up in the morning, you got the sea vegetables, right? With some electrolytes, you take that down. That's good to start the day, right?
Perfect. Yeah.
You would do a shake after that?
Well, you look at your 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So if you're 200 pounds, you need 200 grams of protein. So for example,
I'm 300 pounds. So let's go with me. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'4" and a half, and I'm like 3 to 3'10", depending on water. So
you need 300 grams of protein a day. So your body's able to burn body fat and have good health. So about 300 grams, let's say 6 meals a day, 50 grams of protein per meal. So one scoop of our beef is 30, one scoop of our whey is 25, right? So you need tons of protein. Like breakfast is high, 50 grams of protein. A snack should be protein. Your lunch should have 50 grams of protein, which is like a large, I would say like 2 chicken breasts because you're a big guy, right? So you need a lot of protein, and that's when you start to notice your body leans out. You start to notice better energy, better sleep. Like I said, protein's the building block of blood, building block of life. Yeah, so if you're not getting enough protein, this is where the protein powders come into play. Whey would be 25 grams a scoop. The beef is 30. So 30 and 20, that's 50 grams right there. So if you're 200 pounds, now you just need 150 grams. And that can easily come from food, which is like 3 to 5 meals at 20, 25 grams per meal. So 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight is the math calculation. Take your total body weight divided by the amount of meals you can have throughout the day, including snacks, and then you calculate your protein dosage.
Okay. Nice. So you do your sea vegetables in the morning, you do your electrolytes, you got to take enough protein, right? Whether it's from the actual protein powder that you provide or from actual, like, you know, other
eggs, chicken, fish. Right.
And then what else would you, okay, that's good. So that's basic electrolytes, nutrients and
And proteins.
And proteins. And then for recovery, or like to for help with inflammation, injuries, things like that?
Yeah, for inflammation.
Training all the time?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you could do another scoop of the sea vegetables, but then we have whole food super C, a vitamin C for immune system. We have collagen with pea protein that helps with MSM, glucosamine for arthritis, joint pain. So we have like a lot of products. Beetroot powder for nitric oxide, anybody with blood pressure, cholesterol, weak heart, beetroot powder, amazing for endurance athletes and great for seniors, elderly, to help bring down cholesterol and put less stress on heart function, because beetroot dilates the blood vessels, so the heart doesn't have to work as much, which they say adds about 5-6 years of good heart health to your system.
Sure. Well, I have an idea, and I'm going to pitch it to you right now on our show. Okay.
Awesome. So,
as you know, like, okay, we have the tournament coming up, the Bunker Tournament. It's about just under a month away on December 14th. Of course, you guys are always represented there. You're always sending like, you know, samples and different things like that. But what I want to do something different this year is I want to work with you off camera to put together, like maybe we put together like a jujitsu pack, I guess you could say, or like to, you know,
a kit.
Yes, right. A Skinusa jujitsu kit specifically for jujitsu players. Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can do like a little basket for the actual thing just to kind of, to showcase it and say, okay, particularly for jujitsu players who do this particular kind of sport as opposed to other things, this would be really beneficial in the course of a day. Here's the pack, whatever. Here's like the ideal kind of, you know, formation kit to be able to kind of help people and give them an idea for those who are interested, the kind of things that they would need on their average day when for the average jujitsu player. What do you think about that?
I think it's awesome. It takes the guesswork out. It takes away all that experimenting with other formulations, other products. You can throw a lot of money by the time you figure out what works for you.
Sure.
This kit, you obviously use it. My little boy, you know, dabbles on this program. So it's a great starter kit. Just how you get dressed, you got your belt, you got your gi. There's a system. And this is a superfood system for jujitsu to give you the ultimate health, but at the same time, the ultimate performance and recovery.
Yeah. And I think it will also like, it will help with kind of getting into this whole world, right? Like you can do like a basic kit for those who train during the week. You can do a competition kit.
That's true.
It's a competition because, you know, like what do we need on the day of competition? It's a different thing altogether. We need different hydration. We need a different, you know, we need a lot more energy, a lot of more explosive energy, things like that.
Yeah.
And we can put something like that together and maybe kind of have it as a, you know, just like, again, the existing products that you have, but kind of put it in order and in a way that
perfect.
More beneficial for this particular sport.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to work on that. And then for all of you guys listening right now, you know, if you're going to come, not if, when you come to the Bunker Tournament on December 14th, on Sunday, December 14th, to watch some really good jiu-jitsu, you'll be able to see a lot of more of these products as well in person and be able to ask questions about them. And to promote it, because I think it does make a big difference. Like I can only speak for myself because I'm older. As I said, I'm not like in the perfect shape. Obviously I'm a heavier guy. I try to work out, but like, because I'm a heavier guy, I also need to work really, really hard on preventing injuries, making sure that I'm, you know, hydrated and things like that. Cause I don't want to be out with injuries. When you get older, like, you know, it's like, if you have an injury, it takes you double the amount of time to recover than a 22-year-old, right? Who bounced back very quickly. So it puts us out of the game. So
where and what time is it on the 14th?
December 14th. It's happening on at Sunday. It's at the church. It's in the banquet hall of Prophet Elias, Mississauga.
Okay.
It starts at 5 p.m. It goes until about 8:39. Like, depends on how long the fights go.
Okay.
So it's like, and usually we always have like a little, you know, set up for Skinusa there every year. The products. Of course, if you can make it, that's even better. I know a lot of times you guys are traveling, you guys are running all over the place, so you haven't been able to make it out the last couple of years. I know it's always busy, but if you guys can be there, that's even better because you can answer questions better than me.
We'll be there.
You know, either way, whether you're there or not personally, I will promote it as well. And I think it's important for health, general health, and you have to have a balance. In jiu-jitsu, it's like training. We say training, weightlifting, and then nutrition.
Exactly.
The trinity of, you know, good health and good training, right? So And that's why I wanted to have you on for a long time. I know it's been busy with our schedules and everything, but just because you have been helping out so much, like, heck, man, I got Skinusa on my competition gi. You know, I just made a new one. So every time I compete, it's right there on my back. What is this? I'm like, well, you don't know. You should look it up. It's really, really good. It's what fuels me when I win gold. So
you're the Johnny Wick.
Yeah, I guess so. So awesome. So this is like exciting because now you got a son in it and you're going to hopefully have a daughter in it in the future and they're going to grow. I know you're busy, but maybe you'll be doing it one day. Who knows? Maybe your wife.
The boxing thing.
Boxing is high impact. You know, jiu-jitsu is a little more.
I did Hapkido. I've done the arts in the past, so I definitely need to get back into it. I know the benefits are amazing. So
mentally too,
Stress. I got to come to your 6 a.m. classes. That's what we're trying to work on.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Out of the way, right? Then your whole day you have ahead of you.
I was up at 5 this morning. I go. It's 1 hour. It's focused. Mm-hmm. But it's really good because, it gets your day going. Yeah, it's hard to get up. But, it leaves the rest of your day to do all your work and do everything else. So exactly. It's very good. So
amazing.
If you ever want to come in and stop by.
Exactly.
You're always welcome.
Close by too, so that's good. Master Nick.
Done. 100%. Well, John, thank you very much for your time. I know you're busy, but I really appreciate your time and also everything that you do because, of course, your field is so important for us. And now that it's kind of like they're overlapping, now that you have a family and it's like, you know, you're getting into the jiu-jitsu world as well, I think it's going to be a good synergy.
Exactly. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And all of you who are listening, you know, check out Skinusa, sea vegetables. They're everywhere. Almost every supermarket, almost every, chain has them. If you go, especially down like the health food aisle, you'll see it everywhere. And, their products are really, really good. Hint, hint, Health Planet has really good prices. Healthy Planet.
Friday's around the corner. So if
that Friday's around the corner, I find that Healthy Planet does have the best deals, in my opinion, as far as supplements go. But anywhere you go, really, try it out, you know, test it out. I think it's really, really good. And anybody who knows about health, anybody who's like in that field or has done a lot of research, like everyone I know who's into that, when I give them like a product and they read, you know, they turn around, they look at the nutrition label, right? Every person that I've ever given them a product, especially like your whey products, protein, they're looking like, whoa, this is like actually good stuff, because they can tell, they can see what are fillers. They can see what are quality product, what are quality ingredients. Everybody knows. So they can see the difference. Like you don't, your stuff is like much higher than the industry standard.
That's right. Exactly. That's what we do.
Thank you, John.
A Greek restaurant, great recipe, great food, portion and price.
There you go.
That's the formula. It's a Greek restaurant technique.
in a bottle. Exactly. Well, thank you, John.
Thanks, Ted. Appreciate it.
I'll see you tomorrow because you're going to be training your kids. So I'll see you at the dojo.
Tomorrow.
Everybody else, thank you for listening. And we'll see everybody next week. Take care.
Take care, guys. God bless. Bye.
Listening to the Bunker Jiu-Jitsu podcast, feel free to follow us on Instagram and YouTube. And if you want to reach out with any questions or if you're interested in being on the show, feel free to email us at bunkerjiujitsu@gmail.com. Thanks and take care.